All right, on this Tuesday morning, we have Dr. Dan Nicolette in and Jackie Meyer from the Christ Lutheran Church. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
A little colder than the other day when you were in here.
It's cold.
It is cold, yeah.
We went from summer to winter.
Yeah, we're down to 38 degrees, so yeah.
Is
crazy.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. Oh. Yeah, that's not making everybody's plants feel good right now, but...
Yeah, no. But Del Rey had all kinds of really good ideas.
He did, yeah. Yes. So we should be able to survive, I think, a day or two.
It's all good.
Get back to fall weather, but, you know. I haven't got the report yet from my sister out west. They're supposed to be getting snow out there by Hyannis, so.
Yeah, it's, I think, 2 to 3 inches.
Yeah. So I'm sure we'll see pictures. We'll be posting photos if we get those, but we'll hopefully dodge all that. But, hey, it's Tuesday. We got to remind everybody it's Tuesday because it feels like Monday.
Yeah.
And tomorrow's Wednesday, and we know what that is. It's a great day, isn't it, at the Christ Lutheran Church?
Yeah, it's going to be a good day. We're going to have our kickoff for our youth group, Christlight, and it's going to start at 5:30. And remember people to come in the north door at the 38 building there.
Yeah.
And
new location. It's not at the church.
Correct. Yep. And it's going to be preschool through 8th grade.
Okay.
And have them come in the north door. We're going to do the temperature checks, do everything that we have to do for the COVID stuff. And then they'll be able to come in and eat. And then we'll kind of start playing some games and stuff after that. So.
All right. Sounds good. So, again, it's for pre-K through 8th grade, 5:30 tomorrow. And, again, that's the Christ Lutheran Church Christlight program, which will be at the 1938 building. That's the Christ Connection Center. They just had their... little soft opening over the weekend. Looks like they had quite a few people stop by there.
That's awesome.
Check it out.
Good.
And it's a great facility. And the good thing and kind of the main reason is it's going to be able to give you a little more room, isn't it? And that's kind of what we're right now, obviously, with the social distancing and all that. So.
And we had no choice because Christ Lutheran has got a fair amount of space, but we just really needed room for that. One of the things, when they come in tomorrow, we need parents to come with them because for registration. So they will fill out a form. So if something happens, you know, telephone numbers, addresses, blah, whatever else, we're going to need those registrations. So the parents bring their children. Everybody gets temp checked.
Yep.
That stuff again.
Yep.
And so then they can eat. And then we get time for Dan.
What's Dan got planned?
Well, I'm still working on it. We're going to check out a few things so we know what we're working with. It's going to be fun. We're going to have games. We're going to get people involved and just bring everybody together and have an opportunity to, you know, have that fellowship with everybody. It's going to be great.
You bet. And that's the nice thing about Christlight is, obviously, it's Christ-centered, but it's also fun, too. And the kids love it. I mean, there's been kids from all different churches here in O'Neill and the surrounding towns, for that matter, that bring their kids to Christlight because it is a great program.
Thanks, Scott, for mentioning that. And next thing we're going to do is the teachers are going to take their groups to their classrooms because that place is bigger than the church.
Right.
I mean, you have to find your room.
Yeah.
The teachers are going to take their kids to their classrooms so they know what's expected next week and kind of give them an orientation as to where they're going to go and how they're going to go. Because next week is going to be the same. I mean, they're going to come at 5:30, eat, and then go to class just like they've done in years past. But we want them to feel safe when they get to their building next week. Right. And it's going to be... God is so good. I mean, having this place to be able to use for the year or 1 month at a time. That's the other thing we need to really emphasize is that we are going to function just like the school. So if whatever happens at school, it happens with us. So the restrictions that the school has, we will have to have. So people need to keep track of that. And when it comes to be Wednesday, do we get to go to Christlight or not? Whatever is going on at school. But we'll try to keep this open as long as we possibly can because learning about Jesus is just crucial.
Yeah.
And like you said, having fun doing it.
Yeah, you bet. And as we were talking this morning with Cody Ebronik too, it's always good just to keep a face mask in your back pocket at all times.
You never know when you're going to need it. So it's just good to have it.
You bet. And like we said, there's going to be food starting at 5:30. Again, parents, come with your children because we do need you to fill out some paperwork tomorrow night. And then then, yeah, the kids are going to get to meet their teachers. And you got a great group of teachers again this year.
Oh, that's one thing that I just feel so blessed, or we just feel so blessed by. Teachers come back year after year. I mean, we still have Dan.
Yeah. And he's young.
Yeah.
But no, and like we said, it's a great program. Are you looking for any more volunteers?
Oh, yes. We need, Scott. We need, right now I'm looking for a third person in every classroom. See, we have a teacher and we have a helper. And now I'm looking for somebody who will come in and just hang out with the kids. And then that person will send text or whatever home to parents so they know what's being taught, so they know that we're teaching whatever the lesson is that week. So I need about three or four of those, and then maybe some folk because we're going to need to serve food. I think we're good for tomorrow night yet, but I'm going to need people who would just, because kids can't take their food. That's just, we have to be able to serve it to them. So that's what I'm going to need. So the other thing that just went through my head, I know that's really surprising to you. we're going to need, if somebody wants to bring some extra stuff like salads or whatever to go, we're serving hot dogs and pulled pork that Dave Jackson is making for us tonight. And so if someone has other things that they want to just put in, because this is the kickoff and we do this every year. So food, if somebody from Christ Lutheran wants to bring, and if you don't have any food, you can still come.
Sure.
I'm sure there'll be enough.
You bet. Yeah, and like we said, you mentioned that they're going to be, when you fill out the registration tomorrow night, parents, they need your number so they can text you kind of what's going on.
Right.
And that's a good little tool for the parents to use when the kids come home. And to keep Christ-like going, you can talk about, what did you learn tonight? What did you talk about tonight? What did you cover? What Bible story did you talk about? And it's a neat little thing there that the parents can also, and the kids can share with the parents when they get home.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And that's what we've missed for the last many years. And so that's a new addition to this year's. It's just finding people again who are willing to just sit in the class and know how to text.
Right.
Because some people my age don't know how to do that.
Yeah. You still have a flip phone? All right. But again, it's 5:30 tomorrow night. Again, Christ Light will be at the 1938 building. So if you pull up to the Christ Lutheran Church and it looks like a ghost town and you're wondering, where's everybody at? It was supposed to start at 5:30.
And come in the north door. Come in the north door.
The north entrance.
Right.
And again, that's right at the corner of 4th and Adams, right? Yeah, I think that's 4th and Adams, right? So that's 4th and Adams here at O'Neill. It's three blocks north of the world's largest Shamrock. So, yeah.
And across from St. Mary's.
Yeah, just south of the water tower.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Wait. But tomorrow night, 5:30, the doors open. There'll be food served, so the kids will get fed. And yeah, just going to be a great night and a great way to start off the year.
And we'll probably have some devotion just as a mass, as a group, and then go to our classrooms. And if we have time, we may play some more games, depending on how many Dan puts together.
Yeah. I'm sure the kids are looking forward to finding out what Dan's got planned.
I'll have plenty of games.
Well, and one thing we do want to reiterate, and it's obvious what the schools or no matter where you work to, if you or your children aren't feeling well, please stay home.
Stay home.
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
yeah. I mean, that just should be an easy, but that should always be the case. If you're not feeling good, stay home. But we want to keep, like we said, we know we're trying to keep our schools going all year. We're trying to keep Christ-like going all year, and safety is the number one concern right now.
And we need everyone. It doesn't matter what denomination or what church they go to. We want everybody to give this experience. And even out of town folk can come at 5:30. It's just fine. Yeah.
So and I'm sure a lot. And folks, if you haven't seen the new remodeling that they're doing, it's amazing. In progress at the Christ Connection Center.
It's amazing.
Yeah, they're doing some good things
there. They've done a really good job. And I can say one thing. If anybody's questioning or not whether they want to help volunteer, I can just say that as a volunteer, as a teacher, you learn more than the kids do. And it's really great. So.
You bet. Great process. All right. Anything else this morning?
I think that's about it. Is there something on your head, Dan?
No.
Okay.
All right. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 5:30, the 1938 building, and again, enter through the north door, and pre-K through 8th grade kids are welcome, all denominations, so.
Oh, one more thing, just going on for next week. Now, this is the kickoff. Starting next week, 5th through 8th are going to be at the church.
Okay.
Because Pastor John will take his class, and he, you know, we got Advent coming up, so then he has church. Right. And Neil Kurtz takes the 5th and 6th graders and teaches them how to do bells. So it was really going to be difficult to bring the bells to the 38 building. Yeah. So starting next week, 5th through 8th grade will be at the church, and preschool through 4th grade will be at the 38 building, just right. So we people get that understanding.
And the 5th through 8th grade will eat at the church?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Correct? Starting next week.
Right.
They'll have their supper there.
So. They'll have their dinner there, yes.
All right, awesome. Great things are going. It's going to be an exciting year. It'll be, like we said, a little few different things are going on. But again, don't forget the 1938 building is where it's all going to happen tomorrow night at 5:30.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Scott. Thanks, Jackie. Thanks, Doc. All right. Dr. Dan Nicolite and Jackie Meyer from the Christ Lutheran Church. Again, the Christ-like kickoff is tomorrow night, Wednesday night, September 9th, 5:30 at the 1938 building there at the corner of 4th and Adams. Bring your kids, preschool through 8th grade. Parents, please come with your kids for the pre-registration.